morning.
Kiss 108.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand.
There she is.
Oh, God.
That was Fergie, the worst singer ever.
That was the worst performance.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You know, I'm sorry. I just can't go on. I can't. I'm so frustrated. I'm sorry. I can't. I have to know who won the $1 billion.
I know.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
And there were two giant ones in a row, and we didn't get to know either of them. It's absurd.
It's weird.
And it so happens neither state makes you give up your identity.
Correct.
Right.
Which makes you question if it was real.
Yeah, it's an awful thing. I'm telling you, you know what it feels exactly like? It's like somebody deleted a show you were watching or something, or you know, kids were screwing around and you can't watch the last episode of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We've been talking about these two giant lotteries back to back, and then it's just like, eh. You know? It's kind of like, yeah, the guy didn't bring a condom and kind of has to, you know, pull out or something.
Matt,
He's trying to be safe, but it just doesn't work for either party.
Okay.
It's like that.
It's just a deflation.
But that was it? You know, it's like that. Is that a good example?
No, beyond. Just nailed it.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Just both lying there.
Okay, Billy.
Yeah.
Why did we bother?
Yeah, exactly. Why did we bother with the stupid... If you don't know who won, why did we bother? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Was that tasteless? I don't know. Sorry.
It was a little graphic.
All my metaphors are not great. My metaphors.
I just don't know what to say.
Okay, Bill.
All
right, Bill.
Billy is literally like a fourth grader.
He's worse than a fourth grader.
Well, that's the difference between me and Bill. I think of it, and then he just repeats it. Just sit quietly, Bill. You're not helping.
Yeah, he just takes it to another
level. You're not helping. Just sit quietly, and we move along to the next thing. Oh, God. Mm. No, really. Just move along. But, yeah, that's very disappointing. But Brady won. I think a lot of people were like us, like not rooting for Brady and then switched.
Absolutely.
It just switched. I know Bex was pro Brady all
along. I have to say, even Winnie and Justin, they've been pro Brady this whole time too.
They were. They weren't.
They were. They were. They love what Tom Brady did for their as they grew up here and brought so many rings and championships.
Yeah, but they forget how we left. That's what they forget.
So.
Where I'm not going anywhere, you know, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. And then when he went, he made the big deal and he pulled Gronkowski out of retirement.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, it wasn't what he really wanted to do. He would have stayed here. They weren't paying him, and that was
no.
If anybody's going to be mad, they should be mad.
It's
at
It's not
Belichick.
The money. It's not the money. He wasn't happy. What about the all? Oh, we don't have fun here. Got to remember, Gronk did not play his last year.
Right.
He quit the team. And then he came out of retirement to play for Tampa Bay. It was all, you know, kind of yucky, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does anybody remember this?
I'm not going anywhere.
I do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was the Hulu ad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not going anywhere. That was what he said.
I'm not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And then you know what happened.
You know, it hasn't been the same since Matt Siegel left town.
You know, I kind of did follow him, didn't I?
You're down there with him, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's not cool. Does anybody root for me anymore? Well, I'm still there. It's just digital.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever that's called.
But it's funny. There was a point in the game yesterday where you and I texted each other and said, that's it. We're back on Brady. We're supporting Brady because he was – so good. It's like you had to say, okay,
I got a text from my buddy Peter.
Yeah.
Peter texted me, you know, who you're rooting for, and I wrote Aaron.
Yeah.
And then after the end of the second half, I switched.
Yeah, you know. Same with me.
Mm-hmm. I switched to Tom. I switched. Did you see that? They were running out the clock in the first period, mm-hmm. right? And then he threw that bomb. Oh, my God.
Not only that, you know, they were going to kick. They took him out of the game, and then they put him back in after the timeout, and he threw the bomb. It's like there were so many cool plays in that game.
Yeah, there really were. And Green Bay blew it at the end. I mean, there's different kinds of ways a team can lose. They could have somebody make a mistake physically, you know, couldn't catch the ball or the pass is too high or whatever, mm-hmm. right? But that was a mental error, you know, when they went for the field goal. What was the point of that?
And not only that, he could have run in for the right touchdown. Mm-hmm. Instead, he wet his pants.
Well, he claims that it wasn't his decision.
That was the field goal thing, but Bill's right. Yeah Aaron kind of blew it.
Yeah, that was a mental error.
Yeah.
Do you have Justin, do you have the thing where he says, oh, I have a stomach ache. I feel really bad. It's in my stomach. It's in the news column there, Justin. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
From the 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I got it.
There's a lot of unknowns going into this offseason now. I'm going to have to take some time away for sure and clear my head and just kind of see what's going on with everything. But it's pretty tough right now. That's why it's a gutting feeling in your stomach.
A stomach ache. What's good? Tums is good.
Yeah.
Maybe dinner with Aaron Andrews.
He doesn't know who his girlfriend is. That's just the thing. He's got like 10 girlfriends he's dating. You know, he doesn't know on your phone, you usually have a favorite, the little star. You know what I mean?
Yeah, call someone.
Yeah, he doesn't know who to call. You know what I mean?
There's still something wrong, isn't there, Bill? In a moment, you'll know what it is. Yes, Bill, you're getting a stomach ache.
How does that exist in the world? Bill, what do you got coming up?
Well, we got to talk more Super Bowl. We'll hear from Tom Brady after the game. And also Gronk did an interview from the team bus with the James Corden that was kind of cool. We've got some of that, too.
I didn't find that cool. I found that annoying. Don't talk to Gronk. You know what I mean? Gronk, Gronk, Gronk. What has he done? He bugs me. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Everybody
either way,
me.
We're playing it.
Okay. Exactly.
You're listening to the Maddie in the Morning Show.
Pretty grouchy on the radio, and we love that.